Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Caitlin's calling her mom, asking about sleepwalking stories.
What if she doesn't answer?
Hello.
Hey.
What's up?
Well, first off, you're on speaker right now, and we might be recording you on my podcast, just so you know.
Okay. You had to disclose that?
Yeah, just in all fairness or whatever. Quick question. So, we were going to do a sleepwalking episode, excuses people have given. Have any of us, Brett, Patrick, or I sleepwalk before, or
excuse.
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome to another very special birthday episode, but this time it's Megan's birthday.
Oh.
No, it's not.
Yeah, no, it's just mine.
Yeah, I was like, it's your birthday today.
No, yeah, no, I know.
Oh.
I was just being a dick.
Oh. Yeah, what I would have two episodes about myself.
I wish we could.
Just birthday every day.
So it's a birthday month, y'all.
It is. It really is. Yeah. And how lucky are we to share it?
So lucky. Luckier than anyone could ever imagine.
That's right. All of our friends have to get us all presents in 1 month.
Yeah.
Just kidding. We don't share many friends.
That's true. My friends listen.
And I met them, and they made me feel like I was kind of famous.
They did.
They were like, wow. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. We went to dinner, and all of my friends were like, oh, you're Caitlin.
And I was like, you know me?
Yeah.
Hey.
They listen, man.
None of my friends listen.
Well.
I'm just kidding. I love y'all. But seriously, listen to something else besides episode one.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
Don't worry. They're never going to hear this. They're not going to get this far.
Fuck you guys. Assholes. Also, I do want to talk about the email that we received. I want to talk about it just right off the top.
Yeah, that way we can go in there.
Yeah.
Get, episode three?
Yes, it was episode three. So we got an email entitled The Mexican Owl Folklore from episode three, La Lechuza. And they said, the folklore Megan was thinking about was La Lechuza. The lore is that La Lechuza, the owl, is actually an old lady that's a bruja or a witch and can change into an owl.
If you see
La Lechuza and it hoots at you, it's a good omen. If the owl screeches at you, you're supposed to curse it to hell or bad things will happen. The writer says, a friend of my brother's saw La Lechuza while he was working on his car and it screeched at him and he didn't curse it. Within a week, his aunt and uncle were killed in a car wreck.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so you better start damning every owl you see.
For real, man.
Say, go to hell, go to hell, yep. Go to hell, hoot.
Yep. It's been said, if you dream of La Lechuza, someone you know will die.
Oh, God.
She feeds off of negative energy and preys near places that contain a lot of it, like homes with domestic abuse, where murders happened, etc. If you try to shoot at La Lechuza and kill it, you will die. There's also a story told by a guy named David on YouTube, D_vlog, that growing up, there was an old woman who lived nearby, and everyone in the neighborhood suspected her of being a bruja. One night, a neighbor spotted La Lechuza and shot it in the leg. Many days passed, and the old woman never came out of her house until one day, and she was hobbling with a cane as if she had sprained an ankle or something. There's lots more stories like the ones I told and lots more about what happens when encountering La Lechuza. And that is it. So that explains the owl issue with Mexican culture.
Yes.
So now I know more about it. Get that out of the way first and foremost.
Thanks for that very insightful email. Yeah. Actually, like your emails, I mean, don't be rude, but they don't got to be about excuses.
Yeah.
You can totally give us information that we're wrong about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or uninformed.
Like I said, I love learning about that stuff.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And now I'm scared of all owls. And I've got like 3 owl things on my mantle that I probably have to take
off
now.
You're welcome.
So we'll take a photo of my mantle for you.
Yeah, good.
Be a nice cover.
So you had a good week so far?
Yeah.
Yeah? Cool.
What do I do? Oh, I got a tattoo.
Yeah?
It's got a rash right now.
What the fuck's
wrong with me? I don't know.
I got my nails done on Saturday and broke 2 of them.
So we're just a fucking mess.
One of them broke almost more than half of my real nail underneath it.
Wait, did you have those on when we went to the gym the other day?
Yes.
Damn. Hey, we got a gym membership.
We
so
did.
If we can get our asses to a gym, what the fuck is your excuse?
Yeah.
We're not going to go to the gym today, though. I'm so tired.
No. Yeah. Thank God. It's my birthday. I'm not doing that.
Okay, that's smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I had a lot of pizza. And
I ate Cheerios.
Cheese is just not agreeing with me lately in my old age.
Drinking wine. Red Caboose wine. It's made here in Texas.
I know.
It's really fucking good.
Yeah.
This bottle was like $24, but homie gave it to me as a birthday gift, so.
Nice.
It's pretty yummy.
So, do you want to tell them what we're going to talk about?
Yeah. So today, we're going to tell you some excuses people have given for sleepwalking. Wow. Or, like, the excuse they use to, like...
They're murder excuses.
Oh.
It's people who use sleepwalking as an excuse for murder.
Oh, shit.
Or defense. I guess it's not called an excuse in court. Excuse me, what's your excuse, sir? If it pleases the court.
I was sleepwalking.
Yeah.
And that made everything okay.
Yeah. Duh.
I'd buy it.
My uncle used to actually sleepwalk. Well, first of all, I didn't actually sleepwalk to the best of my knowledge. I had a feeling that I had in the same week that this happened. One day I woke up in the middle of the night and just like was sitting up, feet were off the edge of the bed, and I was like in the process of like standing up, and I just like woke myself up.
Sure you weren't like about to astral project?
Excuse me?
Have you ever astral projected?
No. Oh. Have we met?
I have.
I don't even know what that means.
It's like when you like get out of your fucking body.
Oh, no. No, I don't do that devil shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Me.
But, I know, and then my uncle, also, when my dad and my aunt were kids, and my uncle used to sleepwalk, and it got so bad that they, like, had to, my dad and my aunt would, like, wait up for him, and be like, where are you going, and he'd be, like, asleep, and, like, getting dressed, and walking out the door, and he'd be like, I'm gonna miss the bus. And so it got so bad that my grandparents had to put a deadbolt on the top of the door, because he was, like, small. He was a small child.
Yeah.
And then they would wait up for him, and he was, like, stacking things to reach the deadbolt
sleep,
and he did it. And the last time he did it, apparently, he was awakened by the neighbor's sprinklers because he passed back out in their yard. Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah. So, do you have any sleepwalking stories that led us to this point?
Yeah. Well, so, we called my mom
mm-hmm.
and asked her if she had any of my brothers or I, and... She very politely reminded me that, no, Caitlin, you don't sleepwalk, you just have night terrors. And I said...
Yeah, those are horrifying.
And I'm like, oh yeah, thanks, Mom. I still remember. Yeah. Still have them all the time. Fucking wake up screaming and crying goddamn time. It's rough. But anyways, apparently my little brother, my youngest brother, Patrick, when he was... we were in this house, so I was at least over the... 6th grade. We moved here when I was in the 6th grade. So, which means he would have been... must have been... He's pretty young. He's 4 years younger than me. So, he's pretty young.
Okay.
Anyways, apparently one time he got completely... Fuck. He got completely, like, out of his bed, walked all the way out of our back door. And so, I guess let me describe how my house is set up real fast. We have, like, in our backyard, we have kind of a shop slash garage apartment that isn't, like, necessarily connected to our house, so I guess... Yeah, I mean, it's like a separate kind of building, essentially.
Okay.
And he walked all the way out the back door, and let's be honest, my family's, they're hoarders.
Okay.
They're hoarders. So it's not easy to navigate this fucking house.
Yeah.
You will probably fall in something or die or, like, trip on the 12 empty toilets that are in the backyard.
Okay.
Like, yay, welcome to my life. And so I guess somehow... my brother made it all the way out to the back door and, like, tried to get into the shop, but it was locked. So then he just gave up and went back into his room and went back to bed. And my stepdad was in the backyard watching the whole time, just like, what the fuck is this kid doing?
Yeah.
Because he wasn't responding, like he said.
Yeah.
And just be like, and he'd be like, what? And, yeah, and that's a time my brother sleptwalked. But one time, so all of us have an issue of talking in our sleep. Okay. I used to sing in my sleep a lot.
Uh-huh.
But then Brett, my middle brother, there was this one time that we woke up and, like, went and got some breakfast. And then we came back and we were like, Brett, wake up. And he goes, I want a carrot. And we go, what? And he goes, I want a big, juicy carrot. I fucking forgot about this, but my mom brought it back up, and I don't know why it was so funny, but just to have your brother, like, sitting there, like, not knowing what the hell he's talking about, but he's just talking about some carrots. You're what the fuck? It was pretty cool.
Oh, I have to sneeze.
Bliss.
Ooh, thank you. Okay.
That was fun. I liked it. Anyways, so those are ours. If you guys have any sleepwalking stories, hopefully none of these remind you of anything you've done.
Yeah.
Because if they do, we might have to call the police on you.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, I mean, if you've, like, ever sleptwalked or you've done some stupid-ass shit, then let us know. And, you know... If it worked as an excuse for, or if, yeah, like, if you, like, totally snuck out of your house one night to go hang out with a friend, and then you were like, oh, it's, but, like, your parents are like, where were you? Because then you can, like, just pretend like you're passing out in the yard or something. Mm-hmm. Or when you're coming back in, you can just be like, nah, 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 nah. And they'd be like, where'd you go? And you'd be like, I was sleepwalking.
Oh, my God.
Did that work? I don't know. I never snuck out.
I don't think so. I don't think it would work. So, to all of Caitlin's students that are listening...
Don't try that.
It won't work.
Okay.
Your parents are smarter than you.
First off, let's go back. So, episode one, I snorted a beer. And I talked about how I have snorted lemonade and salt and soda. A few days ago, I got a message from my students and their little group me that they have so we can relay information to one another. And... All of a sudden, one of them at's me. Also, they sent me... Aw, I just saw, like, the 12,000 memes they sent me for my birthday. Love them. And they gave me
a
phone call.
It's good that you stay alert to their texts.
That's so fun. They're cute. They all phone called me at lunch on my birthday. And I was like, what are y'all doing? Y'all are supposed to be in school. And they were like, we're on lunch. Oh, we just want to say happy birthday. And I was like, oh, thanks. Like, y'all are the best. Anyways, one of them... Fucking sent this photo.
Yeah.
Root beer and a pack of straws. Oh, and she added me and said, Caitlin Klein, I'm going to do it. And I said, yeah, soda's fun.
Good.
Oh, wait. Well, okay. No, first she said, how do you snort soda or drink soda through your nose? And I was like, you just put the straw in and you breathe.
I want to correct something. It's not drinking soda through your nose.
Yeah, it is. It kind of goes down
your
throat.
Sinuses.
It drips down a bit.
Yeah, it drips down a bit. It's not taking a drink. It's going through your sinuses. And if we'll all take just a moment to recall, Caitlin is a fucked up septum now because of all the things she snorted.
Deviated.
In her nose.
That's right. So, but never drugs.
A heads up.
But yeah, she said it tickled my throat. And I said, yeah, soda's fun. And then that was the end of that. But it's fun. Fun little moment that they had. So yeah, don't use sleepwalking to sneak out of your house, kids.
Because
don't listen to anything I've ever done. It's probably not going to get you anywhere. One time I taught them my club moves.
That's good.
They're the best. No, they're like nothing that would ever get them anywhere in life.
Well, duh.
They'd be like, they'd go in the club and people would be staring at them. Because you want to see what they are? He goes, baby, baby, chicken wing. Michael Phelps.
How'd you come up with that, bud?
It's a arm circle stretch.
Oh, okay.
Actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So, enough of that.
Now that we've covered our email correction, well, in information, our informative email.
Yes.
How to not sneak out of your house while sleepwalking.
And how to not pick up people in the club.
That's right. Now it's time for some excuses.
You know what you should do? I did this.
What?
When you're in Austin, just wear a dress that's completely see-through.
Oh.
That will get a lot of creeps following you real fast.
Time for some excuses.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right. This comes from Lindsay Lyon at U.S. News and World Report.
This sounds official.
That's right. It was released May 8th of 2009.
Shit. That was... So, oh, God, that was 10 years ago. Mm-hmm.
So, the first thing we're going to talk about is Massachusetts versus Tyrell. Tyrell. T-I-R-R-E-L-L. We're going to say Tyrell.
Tyrell.
In 1846, Albert Tyrell was acquitted in the murder of a prostitute in Boston. He slit the woman's throat, almost decapitating her.
Holy fuck.
And set fire to the brothel.
To the
brothel. Then Sorry. Fled to New Orleans, where he was then arrested. So, Boston slit a prostitute's throat, almost decapitated her, set fire to the brothel, went to New Orleans, arrested. His lawyer stated that he was a chronic sleepwalker and perhaps committed the crime while asleep. As you do.
I totally almost decapitate people all the time in my sleep. What the fuck?
Yeah. Duh. Who doesn't?
Every day.
So, the jury agreed and found him not guilty. Although many did not buy the defendant's version of events. The Tyrell case is thought to be the first U.S. legal case in which the sleepwalking defense was mounted with success. I want to know how many times it's been tried without success, that this was the one that they were like, yeah, this one seems believable.
Yeah.
That's what I'm curious about.
Wait, so it worked?
Yeah.
How?
I mean, keep in mind, it was 1846. Country still
pretty
new.
Oh, and it was a sex worker, so they probably thought that she was essentially the same as a cattle.
Yep. So, that one is the first one. We're going to start off in that order, apparently. The first successful one.
How sad.
Yeah. No, it is very sad. It's also very interesting. Like I said, I mean, A, the country's pretty young. So how many times was this tried and not successful? Because all this says is that this was the first time it was successful.
Yeah. Probably 7.
At least. If we're making guesses.
Yes, completely. That's all I do. I'm good at guessing. All right, so number 2 is Fane versus Commonwealth. It says this classic case. Where have I been? I don't know.
Classic?
Classy.
Get ready, Fane. You're a classic, sweetheart.
I was going to make some sort of bit off of it, but I can't. I'm just going to leave it there. It's great.
It's good to know what you are.
This classic case in the 1870s involved a man who fell asleep in the lobby of a Kentucky hotel.
Ugh.
Yeah. A porter. What's a porter?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, if anybody knows what a porter is, tell us. We could Google it, but we won't. Yeah. When a porter shook him to try and rouse him, the man drew a gun and shot the porter 3 times. Oh, shit.
Holy shit.
That's a...
I mean, sometimes, though, when someone wakes you up,
I was gonna
tell me
say,
that's not all you want to do.
No, I was going to say, so I have an ex that was so afraid of waking me up because apparently, I don't remember any of it, but apparently if you wake me up, I am like, if I fall asleep on the couch, not like if when I wake up in the morning, because I'm definitely a morning person.
Okay.
And I like wake up and I'm like, yay, let's, well, after I lay in bed for 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yay, let's get this coffee. And, but then, if you wake me up, like if I've fallen asleep on the couch and we're watching some Netflix, apparently I'm just a giant bitch and I'm like screaming and yelling and then I'm like, get the fuck off of me. Like, it's bad.
Oh my God.
So apparently I have some issues I got to work out. But
probably just don't like being woken up.
No. Yeah. So he would leave me on the couch and then I would like go into our room and I'd be like, what the fuck? Why didn't you wake me up? I was like, you know, I don't like sleeping out here.
Well, you like it enough to fall asleep out here.
I do. When I did like sleeping there. But yeah. I didn't like sleeping out there alone. Pretty sure that place was haunted. All my places are haunted. Did I tell you about my demon experience the other morning?
Nope, don't want to hear it. Okay. I'm in this house.
Oh, right. Yeah. It's about right here.
All
right.
Read the fucking excuse.
Anyways.
Asshole.
When a porter shook him to try and rouse him, the man drew a gun and shot the porter 3 times. While the porter held him on the floor, the man repeatedly yelled, "Hoo-wee!"
Oh my God.
What? He reportedly rose, left the room, and told a witness that he'd shot someone. When he told who it was, the man conveyed sadness. The shooter was found guilty of manslaughter, but the conviction was reversed on appeal. Evidence that he had a lifelong history of sleepwalking, that he'd been sleep-deprived before the attack, was excluded from the first trial. So
sleep-deprived? You were asleep!
You just gotta be tired. I'm just like...
Oh my God.
I just killed...
What year was this?
1870.
Okay.
Again, still young.
Easier times.
Yeah, because I feel like if I went and killed someone right now...
I could not use that defense.
Yeah, and I said... I'm just real really sleepy. Tired. I've got a lot going on. I haven't worked. One time I sang in my sleep, so I'm pretty much...
That's another question. Like, how are people... Because I don't think sleep studies were a big thing back then.
Yeah, so I'm like...
So how are they deciding that they have a lifelong history
they probably
of
sleepwalking? Just like,
they just told them.
Yeah, that. They were like, oh yeah, I saw him sleepwalk once.
Yeah.
I used to also like be very... like violent in my sleep.
Okay.
Like my mom, I just remembered this. My mom would lay down with me to try to get me to go to bed. And I would always like punch or kick as I was asleep.
Oh my God.
And then like, so one time, cause I guess I would like, I don't know, she would like lay next to me and then I would like punch her in the face or some shit. And then so one time she like flipped around. She's like, I'm not gonna get punched in the face this time. If she punches me, it'll just, like, hit my leg. So she, like, flipped, you know, had her feet by my head.
Mm-hmm.
But then apparently I just, like, took my leg and went, whoop-bam! And
oh, my God!
Fucking body slammed her. Sorry, Mom. You deserve a lot better than
Good Lord!
But, yeah, so I was never a sleepwalker. I was a sleep fighter.
Ugh. So, that's intense. Mostly, I'm just, like, really mean when I wake up. Like, when Ryan wakes me up and he's like, babe, wake up. I'm always just like, ugh.
Fucking no.
And then, like, he'll ask me a question. I'm like, I don't know. And then I have to, like, later on be like, I'm really sorry. I was just real sleepy.
But, and he's like, eh. Yeah, just eat your fucking waffles and shut up.
You think I get waffles in the morning?
No, Ryan would never make waffles.
He makes, like, pancakes sometimes.
Okay, that's... Yeah. Not as good as a waffle.
Well, we don't have a waffle iron, friend.
I'll get you one.
So, this one is State versus Bradley. A Texas man, Isom Bradley, testified in the 1920s that he and his mistress were preparing for bed when he became alarmed about an enemy who had made a threat against him. You're only just now alarmed about that in bed?
Didn't be like...
I'd be alarmed my whole day.
I just remembered that this enemy made a threat about me, so now I'm alarmed.
Yeah.
Beep, so, beep, beep, beep.
Fearing a secret attack, he went to bed with a pistol under his pillow.
As you do.
Roused by a noise, he jumped up and fired shots. When he, quote-unquote, found himself and got reconciled, he lit a lamp. His girlfriend was dead at the foot of the bed. Bradley was convicted of murder, but the conviction was reversed on appeal. I feel like that's going to be a common thread throughout this. The jury hadn't been informed of the possibility that he could have been asleep and fired the shots without volition while in a...
This man fucking said he woke up and fired shots.
Somnambulistic state.
Let me see. Somnambulistic. Somnia means dream. I was in a winter guard and we were called Somnium Winter Guard and it meant like dream.
Oh. Huh. Well, anyways,
I guess they could have been fired without volition and in
a sleeping state. Yeah. So, but he just said he woke up, jumped out of bed, and fired shots.
Because he heard something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was coherent.
Yeah.
And he was just an asshole and didn't light his lamp.
Yeah. I don't buy this. I don't buy it.
Yeah.
1920, I'm coming back.
We gonna fight you.
Yeah. We're going to have words.
Because, yeah, no. The bitch probably just wanted to kill his wife, girlfriend. Yeah,
absolutely. It was probably a mistress.
It probably was, and he had to get rid of her. Mm-hmm. Lady, his wife was coming home from her business trip.
Well, it was also 1920.
I know. I'm just joking.
But probably.
That's probably why he had a mistress, because he couldn't handle... He had to make himself feel more like a man.
All right.
He couldn't handle the fact that his wife was better than him.
Yep. I bet that was it. I bet you're right.
I am. I know it. Next one. Regina. Whoa. Regina versus Parks. Okay, there we go. Kenneth Parks, a young Canadian man, was acquitted in the 1987 murder of his mother-in-law after using the sleepwalking defense. On the night of the death, he arose from bed, drove... Nope. This motherfucker drove 14 miles.
No.
To the house of his in-laws.
Stop.
You don't drive 14 miles in your sleep.
No.
No. Mm-mm. With whom he was said to be close and strangled his father-in-law until the man passed out. He then bludgeoned his mother-in-law with a tire iron and stabbed them both with a kitchen knife. His mother-in-law died, and then the father-in-law barely survived. He then arrived at the police station, so I guess he then took himself straight to the police, even though he was asleep.
Yeah.
And police said he seemed confused about what had transpired, and they noted something odd. Parks appeared oblivious to the fact that he'd severed tendons in both his hands during the attack. Oh, my God.
Ugh.
The obliviousness to pain, along with other factors, including a strong family history of parasomnias... Okay, what the fuck does that mean? Led experts to testify that Parks had been sleepwalking during the attack. Not conscious, not responsible, not guilty. Oh my God, really?
Look at Maybe up. He did drive 14 miles.
Maybe he did. Parasomnia is a category of sleep disorders that involve abnormal movements, behaviors, emotions, perceptions, and dreams that occur while falling asleep. Sleeping between, okay, pretty much anywhere around sleep. Most parasomnias are dissociated sleep states, which are partial arousals during the transitions between wakefulness and REM, in REM sleep, or wakefulness and REM sleep.
Hmm.
So I guess it allows you to, like, do a whole bunch of shit.
I wonder if that's, like, another form of, like, a night terror.
I imagine it must be.
Hmm.
That's scary. Okay, I went away from the article because I hit look up. Sorry.
It's all right.
I think I got back to it.
Yep, you did.
14 miles, and then he had severed tendons in both of his hands.
Oh, my God.
So, like, bleeding out,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he must have know, been. Do you think he had some other, like, sort of, like, wild dissociative order, though, besides sleepwalking? Like...
I don't know. I'm not here to diagnose people.
Wait, but that's such an intense thing to happen for a long period of time, too.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, because, like, what could he have been dreaming about? Like, what does your mind do? Because your dreams, Like, they're literally, like, snippets. They're so short, but yeah. it can feel like the whole night, even though it was, like, 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a sleep expert, but I'm pretty sure I heard that somewhere once.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And, like, so if you're going on, like, a fucking, like, probably at least 35 minutes to an hour killing rampage,
mm-hmm.
what is that? What's that like in your dreams?
Yeah.
It's a whole year?
Like, yeah, I don't know. That's terrifying.
Oi.
Ugh.
Hope you've
makes
never killed anyone.
Makes you not
want
to sleep next to people.
Yeah, that's why I got my cat. She doesn't sleepwalk. She just is a bitch and wakes me up by stepping on my face.
All right, so this one is Pennsylvania versus Rixgers.
Rixgers.
In 1994.
My age. That's when I was born. Oh,
God. Michael Rixgers was convicted of the murder of his wife. He said he'd accidentally killed her during a sleepwalking episode. Duh, because that's what everyone in our episode says.
Yes.
Which defense lawyers argued was provoked by a medical condition, sleep apnea.
Does okay. that... My dad has sleep apnea and he's never killed anyone.
Well, it's that the sleepwalking caused or provoked the sleepwalking, I assume.
Hmm. I wonder if my dad has sleptwalk.
Mm-hmm. Prosecutors presented an alternative explanation that Rixgers was upset that his wife was planning to leave him.
Oh, yeah. Probably. Rixgers,
yeah. I can't imagine he was excited. Rixgers told police that he awoke to find a gun in his hand and his wife bleeding in bed beside him. He said he might have dreamed about an intruder breaking in. That didn't sway the jury. He was sentenced to life in prison without parole.
Fucking good. For once it didn't fucking work.
Thank God. Right?
God.
Like, oh my lord.
No, this guy had plenty of probable cause.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a fucking dick.
Well, and it just shows, like, how far even the justice system has come that they found out all of that. Whereas other ones, they just, like, were like, oh, okay, you sleepwalk? We'll take it.
Yeah. Your third cousin said they saw you sleepwalk once?
Yeah.
When you were 8?
That sure. sounds legit.
You must have had a lifelong history of it.
Yup. Duh.
All right, this next one is Arizona versus Falata. Falalater. Falalalalalalalalala. Sure. In 1997, Scott Falater, a devout Mormon, stabbed his wife 44 times with a hunting knife.
44 times?
44. With a hunting knife. And then he then dragged her into a backyard pool and held her head underwater. Jesus Christ. Ugh. Oh, man. Neighbor who witnessed the drowning called police. Falater, who had no apparent motive, tried to mount a sleepwalking defense. He said he had a history of sleepwalking and was sleep deprived. Bitches, they're just all tired.
Yeah.
And was unconscious at the time of the attack. Yet Falater had tried to conceal evidence. Police found the knife, bloody clothes, boots, gloves, and undergarments stuffed in a Tupperware container hidden in his car. What a dumbass.
Yeah, this doesn't sound like sleepwalking.
No. Friend. Also, between the stabbing and the drowning, the neighbor...
That sounds premeditated as fuck.
Okay, phew. I thought maybe he was going to hurt the animal. Also, between the stabbing and the drowning, the neighbor witnessed Falater motion for his dog to lie down, a possible sign of consciousness. The jury found Falater guilty of first-degree murder in 1999. I thought they were going to say he did something to the dog, too, and I was like, no. But, you don't stab someone 44 times and then go drag their body to the swimming pool, try to drown them.
No.
And then conceal all the evidence and say, I just woke up here. Like,
see, that's the only reason that, like, the other one is believable with the 14 miles is that he, like, drove himself to the police station and was like, listen, I don't know what happened. I'm so confused. Like, this one, it's like, no.
I still can't. Oof. They severed his tendon. Eek. Eek, eek, eek.
Also, I want to say something just while I'm thinking. None of these are women. None of these that are, like, getting away with it, they're not women. None of them.
Yeah, because...
Just interesting.
None of those, We'll have to do the reasons they don't allow women execs. The excuses people have given for women execs. We'll have to do that
one. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
At some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a gender bias everywhere.
One, yeah. Our final one is California versus Reitz.
Reitz!
Stephen Reitz. Stephen Reitz killed his lover, Eva Weinfurtner, a married woman in her 40s, during what's supposed to be a romantic Catalina Island getaway in 2001.
Catalina wine mixer.
Bah! It's the fucking Catalina wine mixer. Bah! I'm sorry, are you saying pow? Bah! That's gonna peak real bad.
My arm's on fire.
Oh, well. Oh, I meant, oh, well, about the peaking, not your My arm's on fire. Sorry. Oh, well, who cares?
Who gives a fuck?
Anyways, he smashed her head with a flower pot, leaving shards in her scalp.
Oh, my God.
Dislocated her arm, punctured her with a plastic fork.
How?
Fractured her wrist, ribs, jaw, facial bones, and skull, and, are you ready? Wielding a pocket knife, left three gaping stab wounds on the back of her neck. Reitz told police that he had no recollection of the attack, though through flashbacks, he recalled believing he was in a scuffle with a male intruder. He worked as a commercial fisherman. He told the police that the knife wounds on Weinfurtner's neck were nearly identical to those that fishermen use to kill sharks. At trial, his parents testified that he'd been a sleepwalker since childhood.
Okay.
The jurors didn't buy it. They convicted him of first-degree murder in 2004.
Yeah, also, you can't be like, I thought this bitch was a shark.
It says their decision was presumably influenced by the defendant's history of violence towards Weinfurtner, including an incident in which he had broken into her apartment with a knife and told her that he would gut someone like a fish.
This fucking idiot. Wait, so did she died? Yeah.
I assume so. It doesn't really say. I mean, based on what they've said, based on everything that was done to her, I would assume so.
Sometimes some crazy people got shot in the head.
That's true.
And they still live, so.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, having some flower pot stuck out of your head?
Oh, God. No. I don't wanna. Sounds awful.
That's awful. Scary.
So, those are them. For this week.
Those are...
It's all about...
Yeah, so, I mean... Hope to God none of y'all have never done nothing like that when you're sleepwalking.
Yeah, no. Just, like, go walk around your house or something.
Yeah. Tell us some funny stories about how you walked around your house. Or are you, like... Oh! So, I have this one that... So, it's a friend had told me this one. It's... Not more, that's not so much of a, like, sleepwalking as in half drunken state.
Drunk walking,
yeah. So, blackout, okay. Essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, they were, had just spent a fun night out partying and went back to their room and... had to go to the bathroom really bad. So, well, I guess I can just say it's a she. She climbed down out of her, I guess it was like a dorm, climbed out of the, like, bunk bed, the, like, second one, and down, and totally pissed right on a nightstand.
Oh, my God.
Right on the nightstand. Thought it was a toilet, and the excuse was fucking drunk as shit.
Oh.
Isn't that, that's amazing. What a life. Yeah. Fucking... peeing on your nightstand. Mine's made of a mirror, so it'd be easy to clean.
Yeah, but would you want to, or would you just throw it away?
No, I'd clean that shit. I love that nightstand.
Oh, okay.
That'd be, like, no, yeah. I'm gonna say Kiki pees on everything anyway, so.
Alright.
So we're fine.
By the way, I know I told you about the text that I got from my friend Joey.
Yes.
That's another thing, guys. You can just send us nice emails.
Yeah.
Nice. His basically things. Just said that he had been binging the show from episode one while he played video games, and he was listening to it on Spotify, and it was greatest of all time.
Goat.
Keep it up. So
it was very kind on our hearts.
It was. It felt very nice to
I woke
know
up
that
and I
we
said,
had friends listening.
Aw.
Yeah.
I don't even know you, Joey, but I love you.
Well, now what you need to do, if you are listening, any of you, not just Joey, because that's weird.
Joey.
Anybody, make sure and tell your friends to listen.
Yeah. Word of mouth is downloaded. A big thing. Yeah.
Get them listening. Get them on our Instagram and our Facebook.
Yeah.
What's Your Excuse podcast on Instagram, no spaces. What's Your Excuse podcast on Facebook, there are spaces.
Yes. And then What's Your Excuse podcast at gmail.com is how you can reach us for emails. Or you can, you know, type some out on the Facebook page, text us. We're fine with whatever. I do have one that I want to read that from, like, last week that I didn't...
Oh, yes, because we ran out of time last week.
Yeah. Okay, so the other day, my friend texted me, and she's... Love her to death. She said I could actually use her full name here. Or I'm not going to use her full name, but my friend Shelby texted me.
Okay.
And she's been having some boy problems, specifically with this one guy who has kind of been... I'm sorry. Like, I mean, he's never going to listen to this. You're kind of a dick. Like,
okay.
I mean, I don't know. He's socially awkward, I guess, but like...
Well, but I feel like people use that excuse a lot.
Yeah, because to the extent that he is being, like, ignoring her, like, not responding to her is ridiculous. And, but it's confusing because, like, she's, like, friends with his family and stuff, too.
Yeah.
And that's how they met because she's actually friends with his sister. And he, like, told his family, he's like, yeah, I really like her. I, like, can't wait to get to know her more, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, never made efforts.
Yeah.
And then so she'd be like, hey, let's do something. And then he just, like, wouldn't respond. And then I went to, somehow ended up, oh, I had to pick her up. Her tire got flat. And I ended up at a 50th wedding anniversary for this dude's grandparents.
Cool.
She was like, there's free food. And I was like, you've said enough. I'm down. And I walk in fucking, like, in workout clothes and, like, no makeup. And all these people are dressed in nines and they're staring at me because they're like, who's this bitch?
Oh,
we don't know her. And I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. It was terrifying.
Yeah.
Anyways, this motherfucker didn't even look at her.
Yeah.
Like, she said hi and he just, like, kept, like, going. And I was like, dude, like, your father just had a 20-minute conversation with her.
Yeah.
Like, say hello. If you don't want to talk to her... That's fine, but God damn it, just say...
Be polite.
Be polite, yeah. There's a difference between being a dick and then, like, just, you know, being a decent human being.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, she was borrowing these books of his, the Walking Dead books, and she had finished one, and she was needing the next one, and so she's like, hey, can you pretty please bring me the books? I'll give you one or two in return, like, that she had finished.
Yeah.
And he, this motherfucker responds back, can't do that, unfortunately. I don't have much gas left, and I'm trying to make it last until Friday. Which, like, I've been there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, yeah, I can't really drive anywhere right now. We really got to use it for only for work.
Yeah.
But I would have been like, but you're more than welcome to come over and get them from me. Or, like, hey, I can bring them to work, and you can come pick them up. Because he works at a, like, bigger store where people can just walk in. And so I don't know, it was pretty shitty. And then she motherfucking responds and she goes, got it. Next time just tell me you don't want to see me. And I was like, oh,
I appreciate good for you.
Yeah.
Like, speak your fucking mind.
Exactly. Cause it's just like, that's rude as fuck.
Yeah.
And I mean, honestly, Shelby, you don't deserve that. You know, you can go find you a much better man. Who's going to say hello to you?
At the very least.
If he doesn't say hello, he's not your man.
Yep.
He's got to talk to you.
That's true as far as any relationship, friendship even goes.
Yeah, you should probably talk to you.
Probably no relationship.
Yeah. Then. Otherwise, it's kind of awkward. It's very one-sided.
Yeah. A little bit.
Eek. And that could be considered stalking at that point. So... don't do that.
Run into some real problems.
Yep. Anyways, so that was just one of the excuses I've got lined up.
Nice. Alrighty, guys. Well, that is it for this week. I was going to say I think, and then it turned into I believe, and then it went through. So,
Well,
y'all have a good week. I don't know why I said that. Like, we're going to talk to you directly.
Hey, I am talking to you directly. You listening right now. I want you to have a great ass fucking week.
Okay, bye.
Hey, I'm trying to be inspirational like a cat poster. Bye.